This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
It actually isn't David's daily devotional at all. It is the hour one nugget. But you know, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the power of the Word of God. That is what matters. You know, spending time with God like this is utterly amazing, and I get to do it every day. And I advocate that you make a decision that you're going to do that too. As I'm bringing you the Word of God, and as I bring you this worship, you're receiving it. And as you receive it, I receive it too. Scripture never ceases to amaze me. Quite recently, on the daily devotional, the hour one nugget, I can't remember which, but we went all the way through 1 Peter, verse by verse by verse, and then we tackled 2 Peter. And it's eye-opening. Today we're at 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and we're looking at verses 6 and 7. And I want to concentrate, if I can, on verse 7. Verse 6 says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." You know, another version says, "Cast all your worries upon the Lord." I love that. The Message says, "Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you." Oh, my word. And as you hear those words, such love pours from Scripture. They're not just words in a book. The love that emanates from those words is tangible. We can no longer deal with the issues that we have to deal with. Some people would say we regard Scripture, we regard God as some sort of a crutch, some sort of a way of being held up so that we don't fall. And what we do, the worries that we have, the world says this: you're just offloading your worries to some fictional character, and you think it's going to be okay. And here's my answer. I'm offloading my cares and my worries and my concerns to my Father, to my Heavenly Father, who loves me unconditionally and never stops. No matter what I do, however many times I turn away from Him, He still loves me. I wrote a book some years ago called "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go," because that is what the love of God is. It's a love that will not ever let you go. Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 6, will not leave me. It is ensconced in my mind and in my heart. That scripture will not leave me. It keeps coming up time upon time upon time. It says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Did you get that? Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. And Peter is reiterating that by saying, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. And I can't get over what the message says. I love it. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. In other words, he wants to make sure no harm comes to you. And as I'm bringing you these words, as I'm talking to you now, are you not feeling the peace? Nothing else matters. Nothing. Say nothing. Nothing else matters, beloved, as I bring you this word. There's not a single thing that matters except God and who he is and who he is to you. And I believe what it does is it reinforces your relationship with Almighty God. Because you often think to yourself, why doesn't he answer me? I pray and I don't get a thing. I pray and nothing happens. If you have the mindset in your mind right now that you're not going to worry about anything, but that you're going to pray about everything. So the second a worry comes up, you turn to Almighty God and say, look, Lord, there's another one. I've got a worry here. I've got a concern. Your word says, I mustn't worry, so I'm not going to worry. Father, I give it to you in the name of Jesus. I give it to you. You're not shirking responsibility. You're doing what Scripture tells you to do. And when you do that, you know in your heart of hearts, actually, God's got this. He needs to hear from you, beloved. He's your Father. He loves you so much that 2,000 years ago, he sent his own Son, his precious Son, into the world so that you could be reconciled with the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what he did. He wanted relationship with you. And he wants relationship with you now. A relationship is created by communication. If you say, I love you, Lord, and you never speak to him, how can that be relationship? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? The peace, you know, that I feel as I'm bringing you this word is tangible. And I know you can feel it. Oh, David, I wish I could feel that peace all the time. But you can. How can I feel that peace all the time, David? By casting all your worries and your cares upon God, for he loves you that much. When my children were little, they would ask me for something, and if it was good for them and it wasn't going to harm them, I would say yes. always I would say yes. And sometimes I wanted to give my children something so special that they weren't even expecting. I love my children so much. And because I love my children so much, what wouldn't I do for them? What wouldn't I do? Well, I would never do something to bring them harm, but I would always protect them. And I will always love them. That will never change. And that's how Father God thinks about you. For you are his child. He cares for you so much. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. The verse before this talks about being humble. The Message says it like this: so be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Wow. The NLT, the New Living Translation, says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. And it's right and proper that this verse becomes verse 6, and the next verse is giving all your worries and your cares to God. Because I believe the two go hand in glove, and I believe that you need to humble yourselves first. I believe that you need to be humble first. Jesus said these words: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And humbling yourself before Almighty God, setting yourself apart for Almighty God, becoming holy, is all part and parcel of the same thing. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these problems, all these situations you found yourself in, all these things will be added unto you. All the things that you need will be added unto you. All the things that you want and desire will be added unto you. But first you have to seek Almighty God. The Bible also says, seek God while he can be found. It's important. I know I'm bringing you lots and lots of scripture, but it just reinforces what I'm saying. So that you know, and I know, that I'm not saying anything that it isn't written in Scripture. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to him, to God, for he cares about you. As you're listening to this now, I want you to do exactly that. I want you to figure out already what cares and worries that you do have, and I want you to bring them now before Almighty God. I want you to say to the Lord, Father God, I need you, and I care about you, and so I am going to give you all of my worries and my concerns. Father, I'm going to give you even the worries that I'm not even figuring, even the worries that I'm not even thinking about. Will you do that with me? Will you make a decision that you're going to give all your worries and your cares to him? Pray this prayer with me now. Heavenly Father, You know my worries. You know the concerns that are in my life and in my heart right now. I give my cares, my worries to you now. Take them from me, Father, and I trust you that you will deal with them. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Jesus, for what you do in my life. Father God, this day I renew my relationship and my communication with you, and I declare that I love you and honor you, and that I will follow you always, even to the end of the age. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.